So every project I take as a new challenge because I want to put some good effort. And so if I am talking about right now, so right now I am working on a GenAI type of project. So where we have to process the user data. So currently we are working on LLM models, and so we used to prompt and things. So in that currently I am working on the part where we will not just a client a prompt, only that this prompt you can use. We have to match a prompt with current scoring with our prompt, how we can use the prompt and give a better scoring for that. So I'm working on a application that give a prompt a proper scoring, existing prompt using a different data set. We can so the challenge is there. If you see the other standard of prompt scoring, they are just limited to one models, or it is limited to technique for a classification. It will limited to delimiter, role play at one time. But I want to break these things, and I have an idea that let's play with those prompt as in a game. Like we will break it into simple things. Like why we are testing only on one thing? Why can't delimiter be used in summarization also for that? So let's change the technique, change the model, keeping the use case same. So this was the thing first time I was doing for this. So for that I gone through documentation, what are the benchmark standard they are having. I gone through that. Then I talked with some of my seniors who have already worked in GenAI projects. Then I gone through some research papers also, which is published, like what are the scoring matrices they are following. Because at the end you have to train the model in future also if needed. So you have to pre-training things you have to do. You have to do for if you want to do and add additional data to your model, then you have to go for and additional training some terms there. And if you have to check the prompt, then prompt generation should be a very good one. Things and your prompt should be accurate that it can be used for that use case specific prompt you should get. So data should so second thing was to collecting a data set. When you are testing a prompt, your data should be a solid structure. If you are going for a healthcare, you should have a healthcare doc data structures which should follow all the things like DICOM standards. For using healthcare images, using a medical note, then it's follow FHIR standards. So standard-wise, it should be a very much important when you are going for GenAI thing or LLM things. So this is my standard. So I cover up, come up across different points, and now I'm moving forward in a right direction. Before that, another challenging project which I was working for a client in German for their industry. They wanted to convert their all manual forms work into a working model. But when we initially converted, it was like just we converted that paper into that into digital paper. So when I started seeing that, then discussing our team that how we can be more modified, then we planted a chatbot there so that based on their chatbot, the chatbot will create and fill all the forms for them instead of telling. And that chatbot can understand multiple languages. We have trained the LLM over multiple languages, multiple data, and paste it to that site, that unit. So like that we have worked. So this is the challenges for me, and that the forms are very dynamic for their site. So instead of making the fields hard coded, I generated using JSON form libraries. Then there are Angular forms are there that dynamically generate the forms checking the JSON. So these are the some projects I work, some challenges I described.